gathered in their masses.
All right, welcome back to it. So, well, we'll keep an eye on the war. Meanwhile, I've got to share with you this Democrat plan to keep the whistleblower's identity secret. I just hope they do it. The Democrats are so concerned to keep the whistleblower's identity secret. If only they had treated Dr. Christine Blasey Ford this way, it would have been more fun. They're looking to prevent the whistleblower from being identified by holding the person's testimony at a remote location, a secret location, changing their appearance and their voice. Democrats are going to go to great lengths to hide the whistleblower's identity out of fear Republicans on the House Intel Committee could leak the identity. A leak in Washington? Crazy talk. Democrats considering holding... This comes from multiple sources. This is from The Hill. Democrats are considering holding testimony outside the Capitol as well as staff-only session that would bar lawmakers from questioning the whistleblower directly, according to The Washington Post, published in The Hill. Democrats weighing options to distort the whistleblower's appearance and voice. They're going to put him behind a screen with big sunglasses and a wig. This is what we're there. I beg of you, do this. Please do this. And let there be video of this person behind the screen with a distorted voice. Then I heard the president say that he was going to call President Zelensky of the Ukraine. Please, I beg of you, please do this. It'll show just how baseless all of this is. What a circus. What a joke this is. You're going to bring down the leader of the free world with some dude in a mask behind a screen? Please. Yeah, that's going to fly big on Election Day, you idiots. Give me a break here. Oh, good Lord. Give me that. He's going to look like Animal from the Muppets. I mean, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a big old wig. I'm here to testify about the president. And they'll have the voice distorted. And, yeah, dress him up like Animal from the Muppets. Good plan. By the way, the Republicans are already sharing good news from polling. Let me explain. House Republican leaders telling the rank-and-file members that impeachment will backfire on the Democrats, which I believe, and I've told you for some time, a lot of Democrats believe the same thing. It'll give the Republicans a chance to flip dozens of seats in close districts. There's 33 districts won by Donald Trump that were flipped in 2018, all right? Now, the numbers look good, according to Kevin McCarthy. They show independents and voters in districts Trump won with a Democratic representative are all against impeachment. Let me give you the numbers. 68% of those asked believe that impeachment is purely politically motivated. No kidding. It's politics, really. I'm shocked to hear that. But here's the memo obtained by The Hill that included information on the poll, which surveyed voters in 95 battleground districts. Said the anti-impeachment GOP candidate who wants voters to decide the fate of the president in the next election gets 50% support in the poll. Democrats who want impeachment get 42% in the same poll. It also found that anti-impeachment Republican candidates lead pro-impeachment Democrats in those districts held by Republicans and Democrats in Republican-held district, 53-40%. While the advantage was 47-43% in Democrat districts, Republicans are winning the argument on impeachment across the board when it comes to you, the voter. You, the voter, they want to not decide. They want some guy that looks like Animal behind a screen pretending to be somebody they're not with their voice distorted and their hair distorted trying to hide. Please put on this show. I beg of you. Please. Please put this show on for the American people to see just how far you're willing to go to get rid of a president just because you can't stand him. You hate him so much, you'll dress somebody up and change their voice and make him sit behind a screen like a mafia trial. Please, I beg of you. I do. I beg of you, please do this. Anyhow, the president continues to be on offense at the same time. The president continues to be in office. I want to go to bite two with the president, talking about impeachment and everything that's gone on. Bite number two, Donald Trump. Bite number two, go.
They've been trying to impeach me from the day I got elected. I've been going through this for 3 years. They've been trying to impeach me from the day I got elected. And you know what? They failed. And this is the easiest one of all, because this one is based on one conversation.
One conversation. And Mr. President, I beg to differ. I believe they had impeachment in mind before you were elected. That might have been part of the insurance policy, I might remind you. The insurance policy that if somehow the American people rose up and they didn't come to heel as demanded by their Democrat handlers, they had an insurance plan for you, sir. I would respectfully submit that you're mistaken on that. They were coming for you beforehand. You were the target long before, and here we are. Meanwhile, as the whole impeachment train rolls on, I wonder about people like Haley Stevens in Michigan's 11th Congressional District, or Alyssa Slotkin in Michigan's 8th, or Max Rose in New York, or the whole list of these Democrats that won in districts that were carried by Donald Trump in 2016. And I wonder what crosses their mind when they hear that, oh, we're going to dress the person up, we're going to put them behind a screen, we're going to alter their voice, we're going to make them sound like they're underwater. Oh, it's going to be great, and the American people are going to love this. Of course they are. Certain Americans like this one right here, we're going to love that. Right here. Yep, right here. Bring it on. Because right here, I'm going to dig it. I can't even imagine more fun than that. how do you expect the American people to take you seriously? First of all, you've got Adam Schiff out front who's lied and lied and lied again. And he's leading this circus wagon, and then you continue down this road. I look forward to it. It's the Steve Gruber Show.